Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray's got his game of the week still to come here tonight. We've been talking on and off about Bell Knox. She is a porn star, and some would argue there's a difference between a porn star and a porn actress. She is definitely, I think, in the realm of porn star at this point. She's had a huge amount of publicity that has happened for her over the last week or so, and it's largely due to something she didn't really want to have happen, which was this college tool bag that goes to school at Duke University outed her publicly as a porn actress, and she's since then received all manner of threats and just general nastiness from some people. But, of course, on the other hand, has received a whole lot of, I imagine, Twitter followers. She's got over 28,000 Twitter followers at the moment. And I imagine her videos have been viewed more often as a result of this. So on one hand, it's probably been very, very good for her career. On the other hand, her real identity has been revealed, and that has put her in some level of danger. We've talked about some of the frustrations that she's been experiencing. We read one of her blog posts about this, where she sort of came out with her real personality. And so you're welcome to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. There are obviously a lot of critics of this young lady. One of them is a writer for TheWeek.com. Elizabeth Stoker is her name. The title of the article, Sorry, Bell Knox, Porn Still Oppresses Women. In what may be one of the splashiest media sagas of the year, a Duke University freshman has revealed her secret porn performer persona after being outed to her classmates by an insensitive male friend earlier in February. The student, I wouldn't call him her friend, by the way, now known by her stage name, Bell Knox, has vociferously defended herself through editorials submitted to the feminist website XO Jane, and has enjoyed a great deal of support from sex-positive quarters, though not without a good amount of admonition from sources both within Duke and on the web at large. Of course, a good chunk of the criticism Knox has received has been of the reprehensible and personal sort, including threats and harassing messages sent through social media. These attacks are, of course, odious and inexcusable, and no amount of disagreement with Knox's message can justify them. This kind of behavior is not only harmful, but disproportionately aimed at women in the public sphere. That having been said, Knox's agenda is misguided. Knox, a self-described libertarian with reluctant GOP affiliations, there's a Reason.com article about that, we can talk about that here in a moment, believes that performing in porn is a direct affront to the patriarchy, the term she uses for general systematized and institutionalized oppression of women. According to Knox, she says, we deem to keep women in a place where they're subjected to male sexuality. We seek to rob them of their choice and of their autonomy. We want to oppress them and keep them dependent on the patriarchy. A woman who transgresses the norm and takes ownership of her body, because that's exactly what porn is, no matter how rough the sex is, ostensibly poses a threat to the deeply ingrained gender norms that polarize our society.
I think she's really got something there talking about the patriarchy. But as I think about human development, I think about how we're evolving out of meat space being so important, or not really that, but the physical power of someone being less important in how easily they're going to be able to make their way through the world. Mm-hmm. You know, hundreds, thousands of years ago, and really throughout human civilization, the size of your muscles has determined how well you're going to do in a fight, basically. Sure. And that's why I'm such a fan of lethal weaponry, because it's a great equalizer. You know, a little old lady becomes just as lethal as some meathead.
That's absolutely true. Yes, so there has been an equalizing factor over the last several hundred years.
And men are bigger than women, and men are physically stronger than women, and that's just colored so much of human history, and I think that technology is bringing us out of that world and into a new one, and that's interesting, and I like that the patriarchy is under attack.
Well, this lady says here at The Week that again, what I was giving you was a quote from Bell Knox. The lady writing the article disagrees. She goes on. She says Knox's mission, in other words, is to attack the oppression of women by intentionally flouting sexual norms, such as the expectation of some level of modesty or exclusivity in partners. But does that actually undermine patriarchy? I doubt it, she says. It's notable, for instance, that the major media venues who are now airing Knox's feminist editorial are only doing so because she's a curious sexual tabloid spread. That women's bodies are easily marketed is no strike against the patriarchy, and that a woman can get attention for her political views only after appealing to male sexual desire certainly doesn't seem to indicate any serious move in the direction of equality. But let's leave aside whether this theoretically breaks the barriers of sexuality and focus on a side of porn that has gotten far less attention in this debate. What material do good women gain from the porn industry? At the performer level, porn is a notoriously treacherous place to make a career. While female performers might make more than their male counterparts, that's generally true, most of them just don't get paid that well, thanks in part to the rise of piracy, cam sites, and the glut of material online. And dwindling profits means not only pay cuts for performers, but an increased willingness to jockey to meet the demands of a mostly male audience. This competition has two major negative outcomes for Knox's anti-patriarchal project. First, it means that male consumers dictate the terms of what's depicted. As a result, male desire impacts the work and health of performers. For example, in 2012, a study found that porn performers in L.A. had higher rates of STIs than prostitutes working in Nevada.
I guess that's a sexually transmitted illness
or an infection or something like that. The study authors chalked the prevalence of infections up to the reluctance of studios to enforce condom use because visible condoms aren't arousing. In other words, the industry drive to respond to male sexual desire could well be the reason performers like Knox are in danger of contracting life-threatening illnesses like HIV. Is this what buckling the patriarchy looks like? Now, we can go on here with her statements, but it's certainly possible, by the way, that there are women who also like sex without a condom. So I think the conclusion that's been jumped to here is that, oh, well, men don't want to have sex with condoms on, so therefore this is, you know, enforcing the patriarchy because men are desiring, you know, this, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if Bell Knox or whoever, whichever porn actresses we're talking about, if they don't want to have sex with condoms on, then they won't have sex with condoms on. But if they demand it, then that can be part of their contract. It certainly has been done in porn that people have worn condoms in porn. I've seen that happen. Admittedly, it doesn't happen. It likely does not happen very, very often. And maybe they are, you know, they're pandering to the male consumer. But on the other hand, I can understand where the argument comes from that this is not an attack against the patriarchy. But on the other hand, these women are profiting from pandering to those males, and if, you know, I'm sure a lot of them look at them as desperate, poor bastards, but who knows? I mean, who knows what their opinions are of the porn consumers? I imagine there's quite the variety of porn consumers out there, and if you can profit from the males in society and sort of take advantage of their desperation, then how does that promote the patriarchy? Well, I think there's different arguments to be made here.
Yeah, she's earning money, but she's at facialabuse.com.
I don't know. That wasn't made clear. You're talking about a website that actually offered her outer. So the tool bag college student who outed her,
right?
They offered him $10,000 to appear in a porn. They claimed he was spending $1,000 a month on their website. So what it sounds like to me was this guy got his name was put out there, and somebody did a search who was running a porn site and found him as a customer. I don't know if it's really clear that she's on that site or not. I don't know.
Well, what I'm getting at is that that pornography is can be really effective. Men like to see women being degraded, and that's what the facials are all about.
Yeah.
Men like to see a beautiful porcelain doll, turned into
It's
something
true that
less
lot,
pristine than that.
It's true that a lot of men probably enjoy that, but I don't know if you can make a statement that all men do.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and be general and say that men like to see beautiful women pushed down and facialed.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can share your thoughts here. Is being in pornography pandering to the patriarchy? Are you just being part of it? Or is it a fight of
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Does pornography, the working in pornography as a woman, does it attack the patriarchy or does it actually support the patriarchy. Bell Knox, the porn star who's been making headlines recently after having been outed by some jerk who went to school with her at Duke University, she's taking the position that her starring in pornography is an attack against the patriarchy, that she's doing what she wants with her own body, and that she's not being told what to do, and that she's not being owned by anyone. But on the other hand, a lady over at TheWeek.com says the opposite is true, and she's making her case that porn is still oppressive to women. Sorry, Bell Knox is the name of the article. We'll continue her points here in a moment. I want to tell you about the most, what may be the most important Bitcoin site on the internet. It is blockchain.info. They've got a legion of tools that include the best online Bitcoin wallet. It can interface with an Android app. Unfortunately, if you've got an iPhone, there's no app for you because Apple pulled the blockchain app, but you can still use your web browser. So if you don't have an Android phone, just use your favorite web browser and browse over to blockchain.info. It makes it easy to send and receive bitcoins to anybody anywhere in the world. Plus, thanks to their encryption techniques at blockchain.info, which encrypts and decrypts your wallet information in the browser, the FBI and the NSA don't have access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving, because blockchain.info's wallet also has tools to easily send or receive your bitcoins anonymously. So join millions of other Bitcoin users and get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. That's blockchain.info. We're talking about the story of Bell Knox, the lady who is a college freshman. She's working as a porn star. She's been outed recently and has felt some real heat by some hypocrites who've been attacking her while at the same time probably consuming pornography. So they've been going after her, they threatened her, and we shared her story earlier tonight. Now I'm sharing one of the critics of Ms. Knox, and the critic is in this case a she as well, Elizabeth Stoker, writing over at TheWeek.com, claiming that Knox isn't, in fact, attacking the patriarchy or bucking the system. She's, in point of fact, supporting it by pandering to the desires of men, she says. And her second point here is that porn doesn't feature the kind of workplace a woman, or for that matter a man, should want to join. While one could imagine building protections within the industry against unsafe sex practices, that's a difficult task in the absence of any labor union, as porn performer Jenna Jameson has noted. It's unclear to me how working without any collective bargaining power in an unsafe industry is a helpful move for women. Now, I don't mean to imply that Knox is secretly unhappy in her niche, but many women are surely suffering in a low-paying industry with little control over working conditions that pose significant threats to their long-term health.
You never have control over your own working conditions unless you're your own boss.
Well, sure you do. You have control by not taking the job in the first place.
Exactly, yeah. And the I sympathize or empathize. Mm-hmm. I see where this lady's coming from with respect to fighting the patriarchy and whether you are or you aren't, but she is just making her own decision. She's come to this. She has consented to it.
And, you know, Bell Knox?
Yes, Bell Knox. And I don't like to argue any much further than that. If that's what she wants to do, she can do it, and maybe she'll learn some lessons from it. Maybe she'll regret it later.
Maybe. There are dangerous careers in life. I mean, Johnny Ray, you clean things for a living, and you're around caustic chemicals.
Oh, brother, I dropped my phone into a bucket of stripper. I know it's done for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in that case, it's just your phone. But, I mean, you could in some way harm yourself.
I could drop my face into a bucket of stripper.
As someone who is a cleaning professional. And certainly there are more dangerous jobs out there. Garbage man is a very dangerous job. You know, longshoreman. There's all kinds of dangerous professions. Lineman. I mean, there's all kinds of professions that have risks associated with it.
Yeah, you can paint a horror story about any industry.
Right. So, you know, some people have to take those jobs. And I guess you could argue that no one has to take the jobs in pornography. But the fact is, there are those jobs out there. And as long as jobs are out there that involve risk and are paid concomitant to that risk, then there will be people who are willing to take those positions. And she, while she at one point says here in this paragraph that porn doesn't feature the kind of workplace a woman, or for that matter a man, should want to join, she kind of gives a hat tip to men out there, but then goes on in the rest of the paragraph saying that, oh, this is so terrible for women. Well, if it's dangerous for women in porn, it's as dangerous for men in porn. If there's sexually transmitted diseases that are going around in the porn business, then it's as risky, in my opinion, for a man in pornography as it is for a woman.
Yeah, in that respect, it is.
And again, anybody who's in this business or in any business can decide how far they're willing to go. If you're not willing to fulfill certain aspects of a role, and there are some roles that are more degrading than others. Johnny Ray, you talked about how some men like to, you said all men, like to see a woman degraded. Some roles are far more degrading than others. There are certain types of porn that have to do with very, very explicit degradation, violence, urination, all kinds of just nasty stuff. And there's a lot of people in the porn business who say no. Oh, you want me to do that? Well, it's not like they just show up on set and whatever happens, happens. They're told in advance, hey, look, if you're going to take this job, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z, and then maybe Q. So they know in advance. They know what they're getting into. It's not like they don't realize sexually transmitted diseases are a risk here.
Yeah. The barriers to entry for a woman to get into porn are very... I'm gonna argue for a second that they're very low. You need to be an effective female porn star. You need to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You probably need to enjoy sex, and you don't really need to be a good actress.
It helps to be pretty, although I'm sure there's ugly porn as well. I mean, there's all kinds of porn out there.
I suspect there is, but also for the great mass of men,
helps to be young.
The right hair and makeup will make any woman pretty.
There's granny porn as well out there, but it just generally does help to be younger and prettier, I think, to get into pornography. I don't know if I would agree with you that the bar is particularly low.
Well,
you also have to be willing to do certain things that are undesirable for a lot of people.
Yeah, you need to have lowered inhibitions in that regard. And that's where I think that's where the truth of all this stuff is what makes those inhibitions cause women to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's something I unfortunately can't speak to.
But I mean, everybody's got their thing, you know. Everybody's got certain things that make them feel uncomfortable and other things with which they're comfortable. Some people may feel more comfortable with something if they get paid enough to do it. And at a certain level of pay, it will not be comfortable enough. They would not be willing to do that. So back to the opinion piece here from the week by the critic of Bell Knox. The obvious retort is that while material conditions of porn performers might leave something to be desired, the work of porn performers helps non-performing women at large by challenging gender roles. This is heavily disputed, of course, with many women expressing concern that readily available porn imbues young men with disastrously misguided expectations of women's bodies and committed sexuality. But it's difficult to imagine, even in that case, how porn really changes gender roles. We can talk more about that here in moments. 855 450 free. I don't know if I agree that porn changes gender roles. I think that's a pretty big claim to make, but we'll see. We'll get into it a little bit further here and take your calls and thoughts about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Tereganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Tereganix.com, spelled Tereganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Tereganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Just dial in toll free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about pornography. Does it, and ladies' performances in pornography, does that boost the patriarchy, or is it actually a strike against it? That's the question, or I guess not really the question. I guess that's kind of the question we're discussing. The article we're reading at the moment is saying that it's actually boosting the patriarchy, that it is not empowering women. Theweek.com is where the story's coming from. The lady who's writing this is a critic of Ms. Bell Knox, and we talked about Bell earlier in the show tonight. Bell is a porn performer and now arguably porn star who has been propelled to prominence by something she didn't really intend to have happen. She had someone in Duke University that she was going to school with who outed her, some frat boy, outed her publicly, and she's been experiencing some pretty nasty lashback from some awful people, some hypocrites. But at the same time, it's obviously been good for her career as well. So we're kind of investigating some of the more esoteric levels of the discussion about porn, and you're welcome to comment at 855-450-FREE on whether or not you think that it can be empowering to women to engage in pornography, or is it always something that just simply that boosts the patriarchy, if you will. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And will technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? Possibly. It depends on who has the better ideas. In the book, Quantum Vibe Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist and his hard-drinking sidekick, continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for humankind. As they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and colonized Vesta, dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular liberty-themed sci-fi adventure webcomic, which updates daily and free, by the way, at BigHeadPress.com. Their latest volume, with 161 full-color pages, is available right now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher at BigHeadPress.com. Now, if you want to help Free Talk Live out and get the latest episode or get the latest volume of Quantum Vibe, that's Quantum Vibe Volume 2, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links to Amazon there. So just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Click into the Amazon of your preference, Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and order your copy of Quantum Vibe Volume 2.
I got to look at this Quantum Vibe. I'm a big fan of science fiction.
Ian, you haven't checked it out yet? It's totally good stuff.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Good writing, good artwork.
Oh, good, good. I'm looking forward to it. I have another question for you that cuts right to the root of the matter. Do you prefer science fiction or fantasy?
Probably science fiction.
I think I have to lean that way myself. I kind of grew up on fantasy.
And by fantasy, you mean like swords and gnomes and elves and things like that?
Especially gnomes.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely grew up on science fiction.
Okay. Well, I grew up on fantasy, Tolkien and Dragonlance novels, and then as I got older, I started reading those science fiction books, and now those are my favorite. And I like the science fiction movies, and that's all I got to say about that.
I prefer more of the science fiction sort of action horror genre, like Aliens and Predator films. Those I really enjoyed.
A lot of the ideas, the fantastical ideas that come in science fiction settings just aren't able, you can't communicate those on the screen.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. So, things that go boom, and that's always fun. 855-450-FREE, we're talking about pornography. Nathan is on the line in Texas on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
The first thing I wanted to say is I think it's unfortunate that you don't have enough Lemon Pledge in the studio.
That's funny. It's a reference to the Dave in New York controversy where he called in after hours and Daryl played with him by affecting a voice of apparently a character from the Family Guy show.
Indeed, and in that exchange on the Family Guy show, it was made abundantly clear that no, she does not have to bring it from home. It's the it's his responsibility to provide the Lemon Pledge.
Very good.
So about this porn thing, that you mentioned a theory earlier about parental investment and paternal, in particular, paternal security.
Yes.
Well, that's actually not just a theory someone made up. Well, I guess every theory is, I mean, someone had to make it up, but there's some limited support for it.
Have you ever read David? Can you recap that for me?
So the theory is that evolution and natural selection drive the development of adaptations of certain genes and behaviors, and that this theory can be applied to humans. And in this case, the theory is that paternal security, or I guess you could say paternal investment, is that the father would be less likely to help care for offspring that do not share his genes. Therefore, ostensibly, mechanisms would develop. And this is actually David Friedman's theory in his book I was about to plug, where he talks about the origin of marriage, and indeed that the origin of marriage can be tied back to paternal security.
One way that I was thinking about it was that you're a man, you have a woman, you're trying to create offspring. Now, if she's getting some action on the side, she might produce a child, and maybe it's yours, and maybe it isn't, but you're still going to be caring for it, and that really chaps your hide.
Exactly, and the. thing about humans.
But a woman,
is that because you think you own the woman?
Well, any child the woman bears is going to be hers, so she doesn't care about who she's having sex with.
Well, why does it chap your hide? Is it because you think you own the woman, or the man, the theoretical man, thinks that he owns the woman, and how dare she sleep with another man?
No, it comes back to gene selection because, in this case, the selfish gene wants to propagate itself to the next generation. And if you're caring for someone else's offspring, then that's not very good for the genes. David Friedman talks about this in his book, Future Imperfect. And the evidence he does cite is it's limited because it's hard to really be certain about a lot of this evolutionary psychology stuff. He does mention a few species of birds where this kind of thing happens, where like male birds of some species, I forget, they'll refuse to care for offspring that are not them or are not theirs, and they'll try to guard the female during her fertile period so that no other males can get to her and things like this.
Okay. So what? I mean, so what's the point of all this? I mean, okay, maybe there's some evidence for these theories as far as, you know, evolution, et cetera. But does it really matter now? I mean, aren't we more enlightened now towards sexuality? Or maybe we're not.
Well,
maybe
that's
not
a good
so much.
Point. Because you could say that even if this theory is true, and you could argue, well, maybe marriage came about to ensure exclusive access of each man to one woman, so he wouldn't have to, you know, so there'd be minimal conflict about offspring. You know, that's, you know, we don't live in that world anymore where you can't tell paternity. I mean, they have paternity tests now that you can buy. You know, contraception exists today. And indeed, we've seen the decline of traditional marriage in the modern world. And you could argue, well, maybe traditional marriage isn't necessarily, maybe it's not a thing anymore.
And going even further afield, I would suggest that genetics is not so important anymore. With technology, people are going to be able to tailor their own genes, tailor mm-hmm. the genes of their children. With new technology, we may have immortality provided by our health care system, clinical immortality. So we can achieve immortality without having to make it happen with our children, but we can have it for ourselves.
Hey, Nathan, thank you.
A lot of these issues.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say a lot of those issues like, what are the implications of parents selecting their children's genes and things like that, David Friedman covers in his book, Future Imperfect.
There's a lot of issues to discuss there. Thanks for the call tonight, 855-450-FREE. Helen is in Ithaca. You're on Free Talk Live, Helen.
Oh, hi. Yeah. I kind of, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. I I think Nathan is taking that book too seriously.
All right, we're going to come back with your thoughts here, Helen. Hang on in moments here. 855-450-FREE. And just moments remain here on Free Talk Live, but maybe enough time to get your call and thoughts in here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving. GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your thoughts if you dial in right now to 855-450-FREE or Skype us, username lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out in the way you think is best and talk to us about whatever's on your mind. Although tonight, the overarching topic has been Bell Nox and then the larger discussion of pornography. Is it empowering to women or is the reverse true? The argument being made for the latter here at theweek.com. That's the article we're sharing with you at the moment. And we're going to get back to your phone calls as well. But if Bell Nox thinks that it is, and there's actually an article over at Reason.com that says Bell may be a libertarian, as a matter of fact. Bell, of course, making headlines recently as she was outed, unfortunately, by some scumbag student at Duke University where she was going to school. He outed her as a porn star, and she has since embraced that image, but reluctantly, because she's not proud of what she does, because there are scary people out there who are threatening her over what she does. And so we're going to go back to the phone calls here and your thoughts. Helen, you're back with us here. You barely had a chance to get your thoughts out before we had to run into that break. Go ahead with your thoughts now, Helen.
Okay. All right. I'll skip the thing of Nathan's thing about protecting the gene pool stuff. But about Bell Nox, she had to be a pretty tough cookie to get into that line of business to begin with. Mm-hmm. And now she's under attack, both by the scumbag, as you said it, and I agree with you guys, that hypocrites who outed her, you know, are harassing her and threatening her. And she's being attacked by feminists because they don't agree with what she's doing with her. But so she can be tough for a while. You know, she's on a defensive mode. She's got the adrenaline flowing. I feel bad for her because you can only keep that up for so long. I think she's headed for a fall like that. You cannot just be that tough, you know, on and on and on and be attacked. And, like, I feel sorry for the girl. Like, I don't know. She better get a good therapist, like, really like yesterday, like soon.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I get where you're coming from. On the other hand, though, I mean, it is something that comes with some level of celebrity. I mean, whenever you have a level of celebrity, especially doing something or saying something that's controversial, inevitably people are going to be upset about it, and they're going to say nasty things. I mean,
yeah,
I've seen all kinds of people say nasty things to me online, and it's more just something you try to ignore, I think.
No, but that's obviously, it's one of the most disrespected professions, so she's going to have to live with that. And to be famous for that, it's like you being famous because you're arguing on the air, you're in protests and stuff, you know. You'll never have to be ashamed of that, but she might, you know, she might have a crash, and I hope she doesn't. But, you know, it's that guy is a jerk for outing her, I think.
For sure. Helen, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let me wrap up this story here from TheWeek.com. This is one of the critics of Bell Knox. Her name is Elizabeth Stoker. So she's talking about the question of, does porn really change gender roles? I guess some people make that argument. I don't know if I agree that it does, so I may agree with the article in this particular case. But she says that Bell's assertion is that by making a choice, any choice, that she's bucked the patriarchy because she's asserted her decision-making capabilities. But this is only a net increase in one particular woman's freedom, which means both that it isn't any improvement for the status of women as a whole, and also that it only signals an increase in liberties, but not necessarily any gain in measurable well-being. This is perhaps satisfactory in a libertarian frame, wherein freedom is the ultimate value. But for women who are interested in measurable material gains, it leaves almost everything to be desired. So she's saying that that's not necessarily a gain in measurable well-being for this person to be able to make a choice to do certain things, act in pornography, etc. But whenever you can make a choice, that does improve your well-being, right? In that you had the freedom to make a choice in the first place, so you're well from that particular aspect.
All of my favorite economists presuppose that any consensual exchange makes both parties better off.
Well, right. And so, right, if Bell Knox didn't think that this was worthwhile, this career that she's chosen was worthwhile, she could stop at any time, and she never had to get into it in the first place. If she got in and discovered it wasn't what she thought it was, she could stop and go back to Duke and, you know, do whatever. I'm not sure if she's still going to Duke. I'm not real clear on that. But basically, Elizabeth Stoker is placing her value set over top of Bell's and claiming that, oh, well, this isn't a gain in measurable well-being. Well, that's by your values, Elizabeth Stoker. You're looking at Bell's choices and you're saying, oh, well, she hasn't gained anything as far as her measurable well-being is concerned, because you, Elizabeth, do not value what she's chosen as a career. But Bell has been pulling in what I would imagine is a fairly decent living off of this. She's been doing it to where she could pay for her college bills at Duke University with $60,000 a year. If you can help pay for a $60,000 a year college, that seems like it's a gain in measurable well-being.
Uh-huh.
And again, so it just all depends on the individual actor in the particular circumstance, whether it's you deciding to go and work at a fast food restaurant or clean for a living or do porn. I agree with you, Johnny Ray, that if it wasn't worth it, you wouldn't do it generally.
Right.
One final thought here from Elizabeth Stoker. This is her final paragraph. She says, one hopes young women paying attention to Knox will choose not to campaign for ambiguous increases of freedom, but rather in targeted betterments in the arenas of life that you can take to the bank. Good and fair wages, health and safety in the workplace. In the world of porn, none of those goods are on offer.
Good and fair wages. The sentimental hogwash.
What do you mean by that, Johnny Ray?
I mean, a good and fair wage is whatever is what it is. I don't think that a good and fair wage, all wages that you go into and you accept, both parties, voluntary, consensual, that's
fair,
good and that's fair. Yeah.
It's because you agreed to it. And yeah, a lot of people start at the bottom of the rungs of success, and you've got to work your way up those rungs.
And maybe Bell Knox is going to start as an actress, and maybe she
she likes the business, and maybe she'll be
a producer, a director, or a studio owner.
And she can direct in the way that she wants. And there is porn out there that is geared towards women. It's not all a male marketplace, so you can do different kinds of acting. Anyway, we've, I think, dug into this issue pretty deep, and I appreciate that. Johnny Ray, let's get into your game of the week. Don't want to forget that.
Sure. My game of the week is Card Wars.
Card Wars.
Card Wars. Adventure Time. Are you familiar with Adventure Time?
No. Is it a television show?
Yep. It is. It's a cartoon. I think it's on Cartoon Network. I've seen one episode of it. It's kind of off kilter, I'll say.
They like those shows on the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
A little bizarre.
Bizarre is the word. And the Card Wars, now I've only seen one episode, so I can't speak to the lore of Adventure Time, unfortunately.
Of this game.
Furthermore, I dropped my phone into a bucket of floor stripper, so I wasn't able to...
The screen was already cracked, though, right? It was on its last legs?
It wasn't on its last legs. The screen was cracked, and it was ugly, but it worked great. Mm-hmm. And it would have continued to work great if I hadn't have done what I did. Anyway, that's all that's to say that I haven't completed the game.
You started the game.
I have started it.
What is Card Wars? What is the goal?
It seems to be, with my limited experience with Magic the Gathering, it seems to be based on that. Basically, you've got yourself and your opponent, and each one of you has a certain amount of hit points.
Okay.
And then there's the table in front of you, and you play your cards in front of you. There's four lanes, so you can play a card in each of these lanes, and that card will typically be some kind of a beast. Some kind of beast from the Adventure Time universe.
All right.
And so you play your creature, and you try and protect yourself. If one of those lanes gets open, you know, the creature in that lane
you're
is
vulnerable.
Defeated, then you're vulnerable.
Okay.
And the guy across from you, if he's got some way to deal damage across the table in that lane, then it's going to come out of your...
So is this a multiplayer game?
I can't tell yet, Ian.
Were you playing against a computer?
Yes, I was.
So there's a single-player aspect for sure, then.
There's for sure a single-player aspect. It costs $3.99.
Now, how did you find out about this game? If you're not a fan of the series.
Good question. I think that what happened was I was looking on the Android store, the Android app place, and I think I looked up Card because I had Dominion on the brain, and I was looking for a card game, and I saw Card Wars, and I went for it. The appeal of the game, first of all, I'm looking forward to going back to it. Right now, I'm kind of in the early stages, and it seems like I've seen all this before. But the humor and the aesthetic in the game is very Adventure Time, which I'm beginning to enjoy more and more.
So it's a funny game.
Yes.
Yes. And also strategy.
There's strategy. You manage your deck. You basically have your deck pre-built before the game starts, unlike my favorite card game, Dominion. And then as you play the mechanics, you can choose different things in the middle of your hand that's more tactics,
I guess. You're having fun with it. It's called Card Wars, and it's an Adventure Time game, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. You can get it on, I believe, iOS and Android?
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like Donor Oak Laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.